From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Hurricane Charley and high water in Florida. First, the lead, and it is politics and what the insiders see coming, or what they think they see. Both President Bush and John Kerry have been campaigning out west this week, one or both of them, in Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, California, and Oregon. They have talked about taxes, jobs, the economy, but the subject keeps returning to Iraq, war, and terrorism. Here's Mr. Bush last night from CNN's Larry King show, where he and the First Lady were guests.
The question is, who can best lead the country in a time of war? That's really what the debate ought to be about. And I think it's me, because I understand the stakes.
Is this, though, a war that can never win? I mean, isn't a terrorist being born today somewhere?
Well, it can be won by spreading freedom. It can be won by, if the United States continues to lead the world and encourage those who long for freedom to seek freedom.
Senator Kerry, meanwhile, is out west at the end of a 15-day cross-country trip by train and plane and automobile, we presume. He, too, has been talking about Iraq, though seemingly less by choice. You could hear him trying to focus on the economy.
There's a very simple reason that we've gone 4 years without a plan to fix our economy, without a real plan to fix it. No one in the White House thought anything was broken. And they still don't. They're just fine with the same old failed policies of the past.